Tree nut growers are always good stewards of the water they have. Can't say that much for the State Water Resources Control Board. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Jake Winger is a fourth-generation tree nut grower in the area of Wood Colony, west of Modesto.
A lot of times when you look around the state, drought is inevitable. We know drought's going to happen. But what gets lost in the conversation on a larger scale, but sure, is water management also plays a large role in that. And, you know, a lot of times you look around the state, and I don't know that you could always argue we're doing the best we can to be good stewards of our water. From when you look at the state and federal agencies that are in charge of our water resources, there's a lot of waste that goes on. And farmers, we know about being stewards of the water, and we put in water-saving measures, and we put in micro and drip irrigation, and we put in moisture sensors, and we know exactly how much water we're using and how much water we need. But state and federal agencies that control a lot of our water resources from at least a surface water perspective.
He said they're still using outdated models from the 1970s to justify their water releases into the ocean. And farmers have had to pay a big price for not having enough water for their crops.
Oh, absolutely. You know, here we are coming out of a pandemic, and with a drought and lack of water, it's also meaning unemployment's going to be on the rise for farm workers and families that depend on the crops that we produce. A terrible, sad disappointment to see what's happening because of mismanagement at the state and federal level.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.